proceeding upward from the three conditions, we advance to the second level, which is the six principles of harmony. The first principle of harmony is to share the same viewpoints or goals. There will be no conflict in the world if we all share the same thoughts and viewpoints. This principle tries to create a common understanding for all sentient beings. This common understanding is based on our self-nature, not on Buddha Shakyamuni's opinion. He taught us how to cultivate and explore our own innate wisdom, virtues, and capabilities. We are not imitating him, rather we are rediscovering our inborn potential. The second principle is to observe the same precepts. Practicing the precepts includes cultivating an attitude of following society's laws and customs. Once everyone shares common viewpoints and is able to follow the law, society will be peaceful and prosperous, and world peace will naturally ensue. Another important principle is to share benefits equally. In modern society, it is beneficial not to have a big difference in wealth between people, but to try to close the gap between the haves and the have-nots. Equal sharing of wealth consequently settles the conflicts over wealth. Sharing benefits equally with others is a deed of wisdom and a true cultivation of good fortune. The reason people do not have equal wealth comes from the different seeds that they have previously planted. If people did not plant the same seeds, how can they expect to harvest the same fruits? The Buddha taught that those who harvest more should share with those who harvest less. Then, this sharing behavior becomes the seeds that will benefit one more later. According to the law of cause and effect, poor people need to cultivate more good fortune to receive better harvests in the future. In addition, the wealthy need to share their possessions in order to remain wealthy in the future. Only by doing so will the world become peaceful. This true merit comes from learning the Buddha's teachings. Pure Land practitioners, as a foundation, cultivate the Confucian five virtues that are basic for all humanity. From here, we advance to the three conditions and the six principles of harmony that are the important basis before practicing Buddhism. Then the three learnings are the foundation before practicing Mahayana Buddhism that includes the six paramitas. Finally, we practice the 10 great vows of Samantabhadra, Universal Worthy, Bodhisattva, to attain Buddhahood. It is not difficult to remember these five guidelines. Combining this solid foundation with chanting Buddha Amitabha's name will assure us of obtaining what people have always pursued: a harmonious family life, a successful career, and a peaceful society. Now that we have a clear understanding of what we are learning and sincerely want to follow the teachings, we need to diligently practice toward accomplishing our ideal goal. Consequently, one returns and relies on one's triple jewels of self-nature. In addition to the abstract form of the triple jewels of self-nature, there are the physical forms seen as Buddha's images, sutras, monks, and nuns. Making offerings to the Buddha's image serves two purposes. First, it honors our original teacher, Buddha Shakyamuni. Every time we look at the image, we remember the great teachings he passed on to us. Second, it is to remind us to emulate the Buddha. When we see the Buddha's image, we remind ourselves to strive for awakening and not to be deluded. Sutras serve the same purpose by reminding us that we have taken refuge in the Dharma and need to reflect upon our viewpoints and comprehension. Similarly, seeing a monk or nun representing the Sangha can remind us of the importance of maintaining purity of the six senses and harmony with others. Therefore, attending the physical form of the Triple Jewels greatly benefits us because they constantly remind us of the path to awakening. Some practitioners attend the physical forms of the Triple Jewels at home. The Buddha's image symbolizes the Buddha jewel, while the Bodhisattva's image symbolizes the Sangha jewel. When we honor the three sages of the Western Pure Land, Buddha Amitabha symbolizes the Buddha jewel, and Avalokiteshvara and Mahasamaprapta Bodhisattvas symbolize the Sangha jewel. Furthermore, Buddhist sutras symbolize the Dharma jewel. These three remind us of the treasures of self-nature within us. Of all the Buddhist sutras, the Infinite Life Sutra is what I recommend the most. Although not too lengthy, the text completely encompasses the Buddha's teachings. Thus, it is well suited to modern practitioners. The full title of this sutra is The Buddha Speaks of the Infinite Life Sutra of Adornment, Purity, Equality, and Enlightenment of the Mahayana School. This title fully reveals the objectives, principles, and methods of cultivation in the Buddha's teachings. Infinite Life, in this sutra's title, embodies the most important of all other infinities, including infinite wisdom, abilities, virtues, wealth, etc. Without infinite life, one could not enjoy all these other infinities. The infinity of our natural potential is what Pure Land practitioners seek, and the virtues and capabilities of our innate self-nature are infinite. Furthermore, infinite Dharma originates from self-nature. Thus, the immeasurable, unbounded existences of the ten realms are created by the self-nature. The word adornment in the sutra's title represents truth, goodness, beauty, and wisdom, qualities that are not a true reality in this world. They exist within the self-nature and will be found when one seeks within. The principles of cultivation are also expressed by purity, equality, and enlightenment. Purity represents the Buddha jewel, equality represents the Dharma jewel, and enlightenment represents the Buddha jewel. These three concepts of purity, equality, and enlightenment are also equivalent to the three learnings and cover the Buddha's 49 years of teachings. Purity stands for self-discipline and the Vinayas, or precepts. Equality stands for concentration and the sutras. Enlightenment stands for wisdom and the sastras, or commentaries. If we have a busy life and do not have time to study numerous Buddhist sutras, we can start from this Infinite Life Sutra. Once thoroughly understanding it, not only will one understand Buddha Shakyamuni's teachings, but also the teachings of all the Buddhas, because all these teachings come from the self nature. The Buddha speaks of the Infinite Life Sutra of adornment, purity, equality, and enlightenment of the Mahayana school expresses the essence of all sutras. Practicing according to the teachings in this sutra fulfills the requirements of taking refuge in the Triple Jewels. Today, I have explained to everyone the meaning of taking the three refuges. We will begin the three refuges ceremony by sincerely and respectfully repeating the oath three times in front of the Buddha, vowing to be willing to become the Buddha's student and to learn from him. I, Venerable Jinkong, will be the witness and initiation teacher. Please remember that one does not take refuge in the monk conducting the ceremony, but rather in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, thus becoming students of the Triple Jewels. The following is a simple yet solemn initiation ceremony. Everyone will receive a certificate of the initiation with an oath extracted from the Book of Precepts by Dharma Master Hong Yi. We use it for commemoration and simplicity. Let us stand in front of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas images with our most sincere, pure, compassionate, and respectful heart. Repeat after me. I solemnly pledge to be a student of the Triple Jewels. From now on, I will cultivate according to the Buddha's teachings, will seek rebirth into the Pure Land, and will help all other sentient beings to understand the truth of the Dharma. To the Buddha, I return and rely. Returning from delusions and relying upon awareness and understanding. To the Dharma, I return and rely. Returning from erroneous views and relying upon proper views and understanding. To the Sangha, I return and rely. Returning from pollution and disharmony, and relying upon purity of mind and the six principles of harmony. The 10 Recitation Method. The 10 Recitation Method is a simple, convenient, and effective way to practice Buddha name recitation. It is especially suitable for those who find little time in the day for cultivation. Practicing this method helps us to regain mindfulness of Buddha Amitabha and brings us peace and clarity in the present moment. The practice begins first thing in the morning when we wake up. We sit up straight and clearly recite Buddha Amitabha's name 10 times. With an undisturbed mind, aloud or silently to ourselves. We repeat this process 8 more times for the rest of the day. Altogether, we do 1 round of 10 recitations, 9 times a day, every day, as follows. Upon waking up, before starting breakfast, after finishing breakfast, before work, before starting lunch, after finishing lunch, before starting dinner, after finishing dinner, and at bedtime. Altogether, this method is practiced 9 times daily. The key is regularity. Disruption of this practice will reduce its effectiveness. Without interruption, the cultivator will soon feel an increase in his or her purity of mind and wisdom. Diligent practice of the 10 recitation method, together with unwavering beliefs and vows, can ensure fulfillment of our wish to reach the Western Pure Land of Infinite Life and Infinite Light. We hope everyone will practice accordingly. The following is a quote from the Buddha Speaks of the Infinite Life Sutra of Adornment, Purity, Equality, and Enlightenment of the Mahayana School. Wherever the Buddha's teachings have flourished, either in cities or countrysides, people would gain inconceivable benefits. The land and people would be enveloped in peace. The sun and moon will shine clear and bright. Wind and rain will appear accordingly, and there will be no disasters. Nations would be prosperous, and there would be no use for soldiers or weapons. People would abide by morality and accord with laws. They would be courteous and humble. Everyone would be content, and there would be no injustice. There would be no thefts or violence. The strong would not dominate the weak, and everyone would get their fair share. Namo Amitabha.